My dear confraternity members, I'm sure you can easily imagine what our topic this morning will be, and that is the approaching season of Lent, and therefore the importance of making a good Lent and mentally preparing for the season. One of the things we have to keep in mind is that our daily duty is our first penance. And for you members of the confraternity, that means that fulfilling the daily obligations, the daily prayers, your office, your spiritual reading, your meditation, etc., that comes first before anything extra. So we want to be very careful that we don't take on extra things and then neglect what we're obligated to. I remember Father Clement Kubish used to say years ago, at the beginning of Lent, he would talk about penance, and he would say, if it doesn't hurt, it's not penance. So our penances should be a real sacrifice, giving up something we enjoy. But one of the questions that I often get is, well, what can I do for penance? And you just need to think about it. What do I enjoy? Well, I can do without this, I can do without that. Giving up things we like, we enjoy. In this regard, I want to just read to you what Father Casimir has in the bulletin, and this is from this past Sunday's bulletin about St. Michael. And it's really interesting, some of these things that he comes up with. And I'm guessing that he had his confraternity members sit down and write out some ideas and put it together. So these are suggestions. So there's two categories. The first one is things you could give up for Lent. And the second category is things you could add during Lent. And so just to give you some ideas, things you could give up for Lent. Programs from radio and other media, social media, and networking like Facebook. Favorite foods, pizza, ice cream, etc. Computer use, games, and blogging. Eating out in restaurants. Procrastination. Alcohol. Use of makeup. Soft drinks. Caffeine, coffee. Smoking. Parties and celebrations. Working overtime unnecessarily. Other activities that tend to be addictive for you. Certain books or magazines. Read instead ones that will help you grow spiritually. And then talking. Extra talking. Unnecessary talking. Talking on the phone, etc. So I'm guessing, again, that he was given these suggestions by parishioners there. Then he has a second category. Things to add during Lent. Going to Mass more than once a week. Getting up earlier to do so. Praying extra rosaries in addition to your daily rosary. A sorrowful mother chaplet. Meditation on the sufferings of our Lord and our Lady. Attending the weekly stations of the cross. More time for personal and family prayer. Going to confession more often. Spending more time on one's knees. Perhaps during study and mealtime. Volunteering. Works of mercy, both spiritual and corporal. Making a greater effort to budget, tithing, and then extra fasting. So, of course, we have to be careful because we can become all fired up at the beginning of Lent. I'm going to give up this, I'm going to add that. And we come up with a long list, and after a few days, it's just too much, too burdensome, and then we get discouraged and give it up. Rather, choose a few things and be faithful to them throughout the season of Lent. So keep in mind, as I've often mentioned in the past, that there is an added value to doing what we do penitentially during Lent because of the fact that it is the season for penance, liturgically. So we're doing this in union with the church, in the mind of the church, but we're also fasting and doing penance in union with the church throughout the world. So it is like the entire mystical body of Christ crying out to Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins. Give us thy grace, thy help, etc. So we're doing it in union again with other Catholics throughout the world. So Lent is a wonderful time. It is a season that good Catholics look forward to. And that's a good rule of thumb, I suppose, a good measuring stick to examine ourselves on. Do I dread Lent when it comes around in the year? Am I just gritting my teeth and thinking, okay, I'll stick it out until it's over? Or do we look forward to it as a time for greater spiritual growth? One of the interesting thoughts that is brought out in the beautiful preface for Lent. So beginning next Wednesday, we have the preface for the season of Lent. And in the preface for Lent, it talks about the benefits of fasting, that we curb our vices, that we atone for sin, that we obtain grace, and it also says that we elevate our minds. We can pray better. We come to understand spiritual truths better by doing penance, by practicing the various sacrifices that we choose. So spend some time. Sit down, take out a little piece of paper, notebook, or whatever, write down a few things, not too many, and then resolve to be faithful to them throughout the season of Lent to make a good Lent. And let us finally, let us remember that during Lent, we are to meditate more than otherwise on the Passion of our Lord. And that serves as the soul of Lent. We don't do penance as an end in itself. We don't do penance because we like to, because we don't. But we do penance for the love of our Lord, and we look at our Lord on the cross, and we meditate on his love for us and what he suffered for love of us. And we offer this in union with his passion for the love of him. So spend some time, find a book, a spiritual reading book or a meditation book, read about the Passion of our Lord, or even just reading from the Passion in the Gospels, the four Gospels, and thinking about it, meditating upon it, and expressing your love to our Lord, your gratitude, and your deep sorrow for having ever offended him. That is what Lent is all about. Let us resolve this year to make our best Lent.